Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Campaigning intensifies for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address three rallies in Maharashtra today. Centre issues new guidelines to regulate misleading advertisements by coaching institutes. 43rd India International Trade Fair to begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Polling underway in Sri Lanka to elect a new parliament. US President-elect Donald Trump names Tulsi Gabbard to his cabinet as Director of National Intelligence. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 11 runs in third T20 international to take 2-1 lead in four-match series. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on the 20th of this month. Leaders of both the NDA and the India bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in the state today. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election meetings at Giridih, Gande and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Bermo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at Sarat, Dumka and Bokaro. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be on 20th of this month, while counting will take place on 23rd of November. Bit KK Lal, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Ranchi.
Over 66% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand yesterday. As per the Election Commission, the highest, over 76% voting, was recorded from Karsama. 43 constituencies spread across 15 districts went to the polls in this phase. The poll body said the voting percentage is likely to increase further. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Gandeh Assembly seat in Giridih district of Jharkhand. Gandeh will go to the polls in the second phase of assembly elections on the 20th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Gandeh is a general seat from which Kalpana Soren Murmu is contesting as JMM candidate. Mrs. Murmu is the wife of Chief Minister Hemant Soren and also the sitting MLA from this seat. She won the last election by a margin of over 27,000 votes. BJP has given ticket to Munia Devi and she is contesting election for the first time. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha has won the Gandeh seat 6 times. Although 15 candidates including 6 independents are in fray, but the main contest is between Kalpana Soren Murmu of JMM and Munia Devi of BJP. Migration, unemployment and education are key issues in this constituency. Now it is to be seen whether Kalpana Soren Murmu retains this prestigious seat or Munia Devi opens her account. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, this is Akhila, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three rallies in the state today. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is going to address rallies in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar and Panvel today. Mr. Modi is going to address a rally at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Park in Mumbai and it is expected that all prominent leaders of the Mahayuti Alliance will be present at the rally. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will address public meetings in Dharashiv, Solapur and Sangli. On the other hand, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nandurbar and Nanded today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Igatpuri and Pune. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is going to campaign in different constituencies in Pune. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray is scheduled to campaign in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar and Ahilyanagar. Shiv Sena UBT Leader Aditya Thackeray will be campaigning in Raigad. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. He'll also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, or CCPA, has issued guidelines that all coaching institutes must disclose relevant information regarding their students and courses to prevent parents and candidates from being misled. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare issued a set of guidelines in New Delhi against the misleading advertisements used by various coaching institutes. More from our correspondent.
The guidelines require coaching institutes to prominently display any disclaimer and clarification regarding its functioning, while consent is required for using photograph and testimonial from minor candidates only after the selection. As per the guidelines, the institutes must also accurately declare their services, facilities and infrastructure. The guidelines have established clear definitions of the terms coaching, coaching center and endorser. The secretary further warned against advertising false and unverified claims, guarantees and success rate. The CCPA has so far issued notice to 45 UPSC coaching institutes and claimed over 56 lakh rupees in penalties for misleading advertisements. Repeated violations may incur higher penalties or even suspension. The coaching institutes must also have a proactive consumer grievance redressal mechanism. So far, over 1 crore rupees have been refunded by the institutes after intervention from the National Consumer Helpline between September last year and August this year. The secretary highlighted that these guidelines will bring transparency and truthfulness to inform the consumer better. Adarsh Kumar for Akash. Akashvani News, New Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The 43rd India International Trade Fair will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will inaugurate the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. More from our correspondent.
This year, 11 countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and UAE are participating in the international fair. The first 5 days of the fair till 18th November will be open for business trade. Thereafter, it will be open to the general public till the 27th of November. Talking to Akashvani News, ITPO GM Coordination Shankaranand Bharti talked about the highlights of this year's fair and available facilities for the visitors at the fair. The ticket prices for adults are priced at 80 rupees and 40 rupees for children in normal days, while ticket prices have been fixed 150 rupees for adults and 60 rupees for children on weekends and holidays. For the business category, the ticket price is 500 rupees for adults and 200 rupees for children. Besides, the entry will be free for senior citizens and specially abled on both business and non-business days. Tickets may be purchased online or offline through ITPO's official website, DMRC app, and selected 55 stations of Delhi Metro. Visitors can enter the fair from gate numbers 3, 5, 6 and 10 of Bharat Mandapam from 10 in the morning to 7:30 in the evening. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the 10-day annual Jhiri Mela, which is celebrated at Jhiri village on the outskirts of Jammu city, will begin today. A report.
The Mela is associated with the supreme sacrifice of 16th century Dogra hero and revolutionary and honest farmer Baba Jito, who was a Brahmin and a great devotee of Mata Vaishno Devi. He fought against injustice and laid down his life after he was cheated by the landlord of the area and sacrificed his life for justice and righteousness. Pilgrims come to Jhiri village to pay tribute to Baba Jito. This fair promotes unity, honesty, truthfulness, courage and innocence in the society and signifies rich culture of the region. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Voting is underway in Sri Lanka to elect a new parliament. Voting, which commenced at 7 a.m., will end at 4 p.m. local time. A total of 8,800 candidates are in the fray for 225 seats. More from our correspondent.
The parliamentary election has a huge bearing on the future course of Sri Lanka's new government, as President Anurakumara Dissanayake aims to secure a parliamentary majority. A victory in this election for the president would give a fillip towards executing the populist measures he promised during the campaign. The ruling party is facing challenge from opposition parties, including the Samaji Janabala Vegaya, led by Sajit Premadasa, and the New Democratic Front, aligned with former President Ranil Wickremesinghe. Economic concerns intensified by food and fuel price hikes and austerity tied to an IMF bailout have been major themes of discussion during the campaign. Voting would conclude at 4 p.m. local time, after which counting of votes will commence at 4:15 p.m. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named a former Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, to his cabinet as Director of National Intelligence. A four-term congresswoman and 2020 presidential candidate, Colonel Gabbard is a veteran with three deployments to war zones in West Asia and Africa. She recently moved from being a Democrat to a Republican member. Mr. Trump also nominated Congressman Matt Gaetz to be the Attorney General of the United States. The U.S. President-elect has also announced the appointment of Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 11 runs in the third T20 International to take a 2-1 lead in the four-match series at Supersport Park in Centurion last night. We have a report.
With Tilak Verma's powerful turn and Abhishek Sharma's quick-fire 50, the Indian men's cricket team defeated South Africa last night in Centurion. With this victory, the young men in blue have made a significant lead over the hosts. Now the fourth and final match of the series will be played at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tomorrow, which will be the series decider. While in women's cricket, the BCCI has announced the schedule for India's upcoming home series against West Indies and Ireland. Women in blue will play a three-match T20I series at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai against West Indies from 15th of next month, followed by three ODIs in Baroda, Gujarat. They will then take on Ireland for a three-match ODI series at Rajkot in January. Both the series are part of the ICC Women's Championship. Moving on to badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will be in action against Michelle Lee of Canada in the round of 16 of Japan Masters 2024 at Kumamoto. Both the shuttlers have faced each other 14 times, with Sindhu winning 10 encounters. Earlier, India's Lakshya Sen had to bow out after a hard-fought loss to Malaysia's Leong Jun Hao. In hockey, Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India will take on Thailand in their third match at Rajgir this evening. In other matches, South Korea will lock horns with Malaysia, while Japan will take on China in afternoon. Next update is from tennis, where the Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden lost their second match of the Bob Bryan group against El Salvador's Marcelo Arevalo and Croatia's Mate Pavic on the hard courts of the Pala Alpitour yesterday. The loss has put their hopes of reaching to the semi-finals in Jeopardy. Bopanna and Ebden can now only make it to the top four if they convincingly win against the German pair of Kevin Kreutz and Tim Pios tomorrow. Also, Simone Bolelli and Andre Vavasori need to win both of their remaining matches. Chiragja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
World Diabetes Day is being observed today with the aim of raising awareness about diabetes, a significant public health challenge impacting millions worldwide. Every year, this day is observed to highlight the urgent need for comprehensive action in diabetes prevention, early diagnosis, effective management, and equitable access to care. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Matthew.
Thank you, Sanjay. The Supreme Court's order restraining the use of bulldozers by states to demolish unauthorized constructions is the top headline in most papers. The Tribune quotes the top court as saying, "Bulldozer justice unlawful. Can't raise even criminals' property illegally." Taking note of developments on the India-China border, the Statesman report, "India-China begin weekly patrols in Ladakh. I further troop reductions." On the Supreme Court's directions to the Ajit Pawar-led NCP, the Times of India quotes the Apex Court as saying, "Don't use Sharad Pawar photo. Stand up on by your feet." Today is World Diabetes Day, and the Hindustan Times has put out some worrying figures. And finally, on papers, take note of the announcement of the Booker Prize for the first novel set on the International Space Station. The Asian Age reports UK author Samantha Harvey wins Booker Prize. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning intensifies for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address three rallies in Maharashtra today. Centre issues new guidelines to regulate misleading advertisements by coaching institutes. 43rd India International Trade Fair to begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Polling underway in Sri Lanka to elect a new parliament. US President-elect Donald Trump names Tulsi Gabbard to his cabinet as Director of National Intelligence. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 11 runs in third T20 International to take 2-1 lead in four-match series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.